Hello? Gene? I got you. Sound like you back in Georgia.
No, I'm right in New York.
Oh, gosh. Well, you better. Aren't you a director at AT&T?
I see.
Well, you ought to correct this line. It's too far away. I wondered if I might get you to saddle up and do a little job for 6-8 months.
Well, what job?
Well, it's a tough one. And I'm afraid you might not want to do it. I'm kind of hesitate to shoot you at it, but I think it would be a fitting climax to all your great work. And if you don't want to, I don't want you to discuss it with anybody. Just tell me it's your obligation. Keep you from it. But I thought you could tell your friends that you want a 6 months leave. Arthur Goldberg is going to leave any time between now and June. We're not going to have a very active council. We will have a meeting of General Assembly in September. But I thought that somebody that knew the State Department and knew Rusk and knew me and got along well with us, that it would be a very good thing, and I think it'd be a very fitting thing all over the world if a real statesman could head it that was nonpartisan. And we don't see anything that's terrible that's coming up. But I didn't want to go any place until I asked you if you had any interest at all in doing it, because it is largely honorary. It could be quite effective in the peace things if it came to that. We don't see it at the moment, but I knew of nobody that I have more confidence in, I feel more affection for, and I don't think it involves you in any campaign or anything. I think you just go there and give leadership, and with the other 120 nations and whatever we have, we can't see any emergencies coming up until January. But
when would I have to do it?
Well, you'd have to do it from sometime from June. From June to January, roughly. Well, a new president, I don't know if it's Hubert Humphrey or Bobby Kennedy or who. I think that you could just take it for that period, and they might want you to be Secretary of the Treasury or Secretary of War. I don't know, but I wouldn't be there. I'd want you any place I could have you in my cabinet, but this assignment, I would think, would be filled by whoever Nelson Rockefeller or Nixon or Kennedy or any of them want.
Well, I'm not asking you because I necessarily want to do it.
Oh, I understand it. I understood that. I understood that. I was trying to give you my thought, though.
Some people I wouldn't.
Well, I think that you... I just think it would be a fitting climax. You've always done everything for other people, and I think that this would be a little something for your ancestors, your descendants, your friends.
I'm coming down there tomorrow. I'd have some appointments. You be there Friday?
Yeah, I'll be here. I'll see you anytime. My problem is that Goldberg's coming in this afternoon, and I want to announce his successor when he announces his resignation. And he'll willing to stay on until I can get a man. Well, you do some thinking on it and give me your reactions.
All right.
All right.